So we'll start. So what we stopped 2 weeks ago was the following. We mentioned that in Shem Shomayim there is the three letters, which is the potential, right? We spoke about this idea, which is the source, is the potential, which is the Chesed and Din and Rachamim. And the number four is always the development of that potential, is connected to female, right? And the female, the idea of the female that develops the potential of the three to come into something. And always it develops the potential that every single thing that comes from the Ichud, it divides into four. Keneged the Shloisha, the Arbo Nehore Gan Eden, the four rivers of Gan Eden, that there were four heads, which is three and one. Okay? And we spoke about the idea that the three and one have to be connected. Now tonight we're going to go into see that the three and one have three levels. There is the number four, the number seven, and the number 10. And once we have this idea, the four, the seven, and the 10, okay, we are going to understand how the system works, and we're going to see how this then will go into Parshas Bereishis, and to see how Bria's Olam is one theme repeated again and again and again. Starting from the days, which is called the 24-hour days from a 28-hour day, that's the first chidush, Cham and Levona, that we had in Shneim Lochem Shtam Shebekeser Echod. We know the 8th Pri Yoy Sepri, Chet Etzadas, all of it is the same repetition of this flaw in creation that we'll see. Okay? And we're going to see that this four, it's keneged, Chazal always say, keneged the arba l'shoynes ki. The key has four, right? Key can be four interpretations in Chazal, which is where that, and we'll see how that works also. And this will be the next following classes. But the first one is that we're going to see that the number four is extremely important because it comes out in three levels, the four, the seven, and the ten. And I think we're going to see together a maral. And I think this maral is a foundational maral that people have to know. And I think this opens a window in Jewish thought. And the maral says, it goes on Perek Chamishi. Perek Chamishi is called the numerology. Why? Because it goes and repeats, Vasor, Mamoros, Nivra Olam. And if you see the numbers that the Mishnah focuses on, is the number 10, the number 7, Shiva, Dvorim, Begoylem, and the number 4, Arab Dvorim, Dever, Bal Olam. Okay, so it's numbers 10, 7, and 4. And the moral, that says the moral like this. V'ine tire, ki atana shana kama pe'amim ispar asara. And you see the Tana repeats several times the number 10. V'ken shana kama pe'amim ispar shiva. And it repeats again number 7. V'ken shana kama pe'amim arba. V'lo timtza shana shana misparim. Very funny. The Tana only thinks that there are things in Jewish thought which are 10, 7, and 4. That's the moral. The moral always says this. Don't ever think that Chazal spoke just by chance, or what he calls Svora and Nundana, just by guessing, or they like the number 10 or the number 4. Don't ever say that. The moral, the whole enterprise of the moral is to show that when Chazal say something, when Chazal focus on something, there is a deeper meaning to their words. Anybody who actually focuses and learns in depth Chazal will see there is much depth to what they're saying. Even though it appears to be very far-fetched when you start, the more you focus on it, the more you go into the deeper meanings, you realize that there is actually a deeper meaning. And I think that this you can see in Chazal, and this is extremely important, okay? And the focus of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is, and you know something, I always mention like this, if you go ahead and you go into what's called the early Mishnah, Ovis has something called the Quellos. The Quellos is the early Mishnah of Ovis. Right, using the theory of the Quellos. The Quellos is a theory how scholars learn the Gospels.
What's that word?
The Quellos. The Quellos is the source. Q-U-E-L-L-O-S. It's a German word, Quelle. It's not Quelle, it's Quelle. I'm sorry, it's Q-E-L-L-E, which means the source. And this is used by scholars how to learn the Gospels. We have four Gospels telling the story of Jesus, and people realize that they have many things in common and many things which are different. And they came up to the conclusion, if you have four different Gospels telling the same story, probably they are sharing from an earlier source. They are paraphrasing an earlier source. So that earlier source we don't have. But if you have different things sharing that, saying the same story, they can't be by chance. They are sharing some kind of an earlier tradition or an earlier story. That's how the scholars have come up. So David Zvi Hoffman says, if you look and do the same work in Pirkei Avos, you'll get the same idea. Mm-hmm. Pirkei Avos, if you go into Avos, you realize that there is Avos, which is the Avos as it was edited and redacted by Rabbi, and you have something called Avos Reb Nosson. Avos Reb Nosson, Tosis Mabakam already says, is the Tosefta of Pirkei Avos. Mm-hmm. And if you compare the two, you realize that there are some very striking similarities and many differences. The striking similarity is that there is a core that both share. And that's the Mishnah, the Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. The Mishnah in Perek Aleph, you know, it brings you a tradition, Moshe Kibbutz El Misinai, it goes to Antignush Is Socho, then, I'm sorry, goes to Shimon HaTzadik, then goes to Antignush Is Socho, then goes to the five Zugas, then it goes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the five Talmidim. This is exactly the same. The Mishnah and the same. Now, all the other editions are totally different. Even how the Mishnah in the first Perek deviates and the Mishnah goes ahead and digresses into the story of Rabbi and all the Nisim, all the way from Hillel to Rabbi and to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, all these ones. The Tosefta doesn't do that. But the basic structure of that, what's called the chain of transmission, is the same. And by the way, if anybody wants to see, that's the Pirkei Avos we gave the shiur for the last 2 years to explain. So what he says, Rav David Zvi Hoffman, in a sefer of his, which is, I think, is one of the greatest sforim that he wrote, and people have to focus on it. It's called Mishnah Rishoyna Plukta Detanoi, to tell you that this similarities between the Avos Reb Nosson and something called Pirkei Avos are sharing an earlier source, the Quelle, and the earlier source is called Mishnah Rebbe Kiva. Pirkei Avos was the introduction to the Mishnah of Rebbe Kiva. Because the Mishnah of Rebbe Kiva is different than the way how they learned before, because Torah Shebaal Peh was learned before in a form of Medrash, that you had scripture, you had a Pasuk, and you have a Drosh of Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh on the Pasuk. Rebbe Kiva came up to create a Mishnah which is Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh without any scriptural source. You had no source. And the question is, who gave them authority? What's their pedigree? What's their authority? So therefore, since there was an issue of authority, the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos comes to give it the authority. The Torah Shebaal Peh came through the process of development, which are all those generations up to Rebbe Kiva. But strikingly, there is one more similarity. It's Perek Chamishi. Basor Mumoris Nivroilam, Shiva Dvorim Begoilim, which is that Mishnah, Perek Chamishi, has no Shaychus to Pirkei Avos. Who cares about it? Right? Meaning, what's the Shaychus to Pirkei Avos? So he wants to say, which is so true, because the development of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah, if you look at the generations, there were 10 generations. Right, he counts the generations different than how we count. I think that the counting is very simple. You have Anshe Knesset, Shimon HaTzadik is the first, Antignush Is Socho is the second, you have the five Zugas is seven, then you have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have the five Talmidim, and then you have the something which is called the hidden tenth, which is, or called the missing tenth, which is Rabbi Kiva himself. And that he's always the elusive 10. And you're going to see today in this Mishnah, why is it elusive? So the Mishnah wants to say that this idea that there were 10 stages in the development of Torah Shebaal Peh is not by chance. because the numbers are very focused. Basora, Bamoros, Nivroilam, Basora, Dur, Esther, Mako is also in Sionis. The number 10 is a very significant number. So that's why that Mishnah has it. But I think that according to this morale, there is a deeper dimension. They want to show that Chazal, that you, because the problem is that Rebbe Akiva was trying to say, what's the authority of Chazal? And why should you listen to them? They don't bring you psukim. So I think the Mishnah of Asara Mamoris, that Perek, shows you how Chazal, whatever they say, it might appear to be something very simple or something very superficial, but there are many layers of depth. And you could see that from their numerology. And that's why the Mishnah focuses on three numbers only. The number 10, the number 7, and the number 4. And the question is why? And this is this morale. And once we understand this basic thought of numerology, to see how those numbers interplay, you're going to understand the concept of Chazal called Malchus. And this is a basic structure of creation. And this is extremely important, the Maharal explains, but that's why that Mishnah of numerology is actually earlier than the Mishnah that we have, is the cue of the Mishnah, which means is the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva. Important to know, okay? So the Maharal says like this. Ki eich yaleh adas, shezachru kama pa'amim yispar asara dafka, vekam yispar ashiva, vekam pa'amim yispar dalet. Meaning, how can it be that he just shows these three numerals? You tell me that's only by chance? No, that's not by chance. What they're going to try to say is that the world that we have is a very complex world. When the Rishoyim destroy the world, they're not destroying a simple structure. That destroying something called a complex structure. Lo oilam hazeh bilvad, rak shloisha oilomis shem koilam. Oilam, there are three worlds. The world that we live is three-dimensional in space, but it's three-dimensional in spiritual dimensions. And this is very important. The same way that the world that we have, the tangible world, the three dimensions, there's a dimension of depth, there's a dimension of length, there's a dimension of width. In the spiritual world, there are three dimensions. What are they? First, Olam HaNivdal. There is the world of spiritual, which is separate, which is detached from the world of physical. The Olam HaEmtza, and then you have the middle world, which is called the intermediate world. Sho Olam HaGalgalim, that's the world of all of the planets and the stars, which means that they have, those are called the wheels of the world, because this is how the world of spiritual relates to the world of physical. We know that comes out of Mazolus in Hebrew, the zodiac in Hebrew. Mazolus comes from Loshon Noizel Min Alevon, and that's what trickles down, right? They have what's called spiritual is almost, it's not spiritual and it's not physical, but it's in between, okay? Is metaphysical. The Olam HaTachton, and then you have the lower worlds. So you want to tell you that the person who destroys the world is destroying not one world of ten mamores. If you destroy the world, you're destroying three worlds. And the three worlds, which is the world of Nivdal, the world of spiritual, the world of intellect, the world of in-between, which is the metaphysical, which is the world of Galgalim, and we'll soon see what it is in the world of physical. These three worlds is the world of the 10, the 7, and the 4. You should always know. This is the Maral Shita, and this is in Chazal. Malchus is 10, is the number 10 in the world of the spiritual, is a 7 in the world of the metaphysical, in the world of physical is the number 4. So 4, 7, and 10 are the three worlds.
Does 3, 6, and 9 follow that same pattern?
Huh?
Does 3, 6, and 9 follow that same
pattern?
Yes,
we're going to see. 3, 6, and 9, this is the moral. We're going to see the moral.
2, 5, 8, presumably, as well?
No. We're going to say, perhaps, maybe, it is. But we're going today to focus 3, 6, and 9, 4, 7, and 10. And this moral is so important, because you see how Chazal, I'm telling you, Rabbi Isai, you see here the depth and the greatness of Chazal. This you could see. That's why this is used as an introduction to tell you if you want to see who Chazal are, learn this. Okay. עד שמאבד את הכל, הוא כבר התבהר למעלה. כי האדם הזה שברא שברך בעולם הזה, בו נכללים שלו שלום. The person himself has within him these three dimensions, these three spiritual dimensions. First, a person has, we all know, on the faculties, the three lower faculties, called machshava, dibur, ma'aseh. You have thought, keneged olam hanivdol. You have the concept of ma'aseh, action, which is the world of physical. And then you have the world, which is the connecting world. I told you, because always you have a third one, which is in between, which is the connector. I just told you, the one and the two. And then you have one that connects, which is the world, which is called the world of dibur. Dibur. Speech is in Chazal that connector. It's called the world of the Galgalim. I said, Rav Wutner always says something givaldic, that the truth is this is a Ramo in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo in Shulchan Aruch says, the Brocha of Asher Yotzer, Roife Chol Basar, it's connected to the world physical. That's the Ramo in Siman Hei. In the Rechaim Siman Hei. The Brocha of Elokai Neshama, it's connected to the Neshama. That's what the Ramo says. The Roife Chol Basar is the Chasim of Asher Yotzer. Elokai Neshama is the beginning of the Brocha Neshama. The world of Mafli Lasois, the miracle of creation, is the connection between the spiritual and the physical. And that is something which is called the miracle of creation. Says the Ramo, when you say Mafli Lasois, you have to be Mechaven, that you're connecting Asher Yotzer to Elokai Neshama. Says Rav Wutner, what is that connector? If you look at it, the Dibur, it always is called Hafla. The Rambam, Ish Kiafli Linder Neder. The Dibur is called Hafla. Because the Dibur is the one that takes a machshava and conveys into the world of physical. It verbalizes. It turns that into physical. So the one that is the connector, the in-between, the Rachamim, is the Dibur. So you have the world of machshava, the world of action, and the world of Dibur, the connection. So the Adam carries these three worlds. This is also keneged the three neshamas of Adam. We have three cognitive neshamas. You have the neshama of the physical, which is called in Chazal the nefesh. Mm-hmm. Even animals have nefesh. That's called the nefesh. You have the neshama, Elokai neshama shnatata bite hoirahi. The mashova, the neshama that relates to the world of thought, right? The olam hanivdal is something called the neshama. That's why tehoirahi, and you have something in between that connects the neshama to the nefesh. That is called the ruach.
Don't they also connect the ruach to the lev? In other words,
yeah. So by the way, which is the same idea, which is that dibur, that ruach connects to emotions. Because emotions is a connection between the physical and the spiritual. That's the world of emotions. That's called the lev, right?
Ruach is speech.
Ruach is speech.
Like ruach memala.
Ruach memala. That's why the pasuk calls it ruach memala. Mm-hmm. And if I always tell you, you could see something very givaldic on the name itself. Rabbi Yishai always says, the word nefesh has a double meaning in Hebrew. I think I mentioned to you before. The word nefesh means movement, because nefesh means rotzen. Right? Im yeshes nafshachem. Right? Ayoli naftoli svaratzon is the brocha of Yaakov. Naftali ayala shlucha, a running deer, is the same thing, because rotzen and rats is the same. Mm-hmm. So rotzen is movement. So nefesh means rotzen, nefesh, but nefesh also means movement. It means movement because it's rotzen. Right? So every nefesh means rotzen, imeshes nafshachem, and rotzen always means rats, to run. That's the movement of the world. But nefesh also means to rest. Oymed lofush, shovas vainofush. So the word nefesh has a double meaning. It means to run, and it means to rest. And the reason is because since it relates to the world of physical are satiated, the what you call desires. It's a desire that you have a desire, but by nature you satiate and you rest. Mm-hmm. It's never an ongoing desire. The main trait of the physical is a desire that dies. That's why it's called nefesh. In other words, if you want ice cream, you're going to have a great desire to ice cream. If you eat ice cream, you won't be able to say ice cream anymore. Right? Ruach is something, this is called taiva, is the physical. Now, there is something which is called the metaphysical, that's not physical and is not spiritual. It's called in Hebrew chemda. And that's a desire that never stops. That desire that never stops is called chemda. It's called ruach. That's a ruach, that in between, it's called a wind. A wind is air in movement, never stops. So that neshama, which is in between, which is the metaphysical, has that characteristic that is a desire that never stops. I always say money. If money is very physical, people who work for physical money because they want to buy a car, they want to buy a vacation, they need a vacation, right? If they want to buy a vacation home, you can't work forever. But some people have this desire for money that you become an alcoholic. That not only you don't need a vacation, you can't even have a vacation. It's a desire that never gets satiated. Or you have kesef, lo yisba kesef. Because that is chemda samomin. It's a desire which is more than physical, is metaphysical. Okay? So the same way, so says the Maharal, the same way there are three dimensions of the spiritual world, Adam in himself carry these three dimensions. And therefore his actions destroy not one world. The Mishnah is coming to say that you affect through your actions three parallel universes. The world of physical, the world of the spiritual, and the world of the in-between, which is this Ben Hashmoshes. That's what he says. Nichlom Shalom is will be kasher et kol alamot ad sheolam echad mekushar legamrei. He, through these actions, not only affects the three worlds, he ties them together, because he is this three-dimensional. וכמו שדבר פרק כמו שקיבל ונו ראה מדבר חכומי, והדבר מבואר, כי אדם הוא מלמעלה ומלמטה. That's what Adam is. Adam is spiritual, Adam is physical, and he connects it to Kumash Muwa Bekosov. Ubazain Tzorech Rider class. So says the Maharal, I don't have to bring a writer that. Ulificha, Kasher Mekalkil Adam. Kasher Mekulkal Hadam Venifsad. If he destroys himself, Hare Kilkulich Kilkel Shalom Kilkel Kolom Shalom Shalom, as he is affecting and destroying three parallel universes. She Yotam Zemekasher Kolokasher Kasher Itak Bukolokol, Kirshul Shalom Skash Vesachtim Adi Adam. ובזה יתורה צוק, שאיך אפשר של שם מקלקלים או לא שברא בשר המום, וזה רב אמר אחד מהם נברא חם או לבון וכיכובים? Meaning, how can a person destroy 10 mamores? You destroy one mimer, whatever you're doing. But Mishnah says you destroy 10 mamores. אבל פירוש זה, כי ודאי נחשב הפסד אל כל אחד, שאודם הזה אשר הוא בעולם מקשר כל שלושה עולמות. Because a person carries and ties the three worlds together. ואם אדם מקולקל מקבל כל עולם שינוי. If a person is destroyed, the whole world is destroyed. ואינו כאשר רואי שיהיה. And it doesn't go to as it's supposed to be. וביארנו בפד מה שקיבל כל... Okay, מכל מוקם. Okay, he says like this. אין צורך לזה, כי נקושה כמו שבוע למעל. Okay, but I just go skip a little bit because I don't want to go. And... ומכל מוקר, אין צורך לזה, כי אין קושי כמו שבוע למעלה, אוקיי, כבר ביארנו למעלה, כי מה שנברא עולם בשר המאמור הזה מוירה. The fact that the world was created with המאמור, שהאוילה מקבל מן האוילה העליון הנבדל, that the world is directly affected by the world of spiritual. כמו שהרחנו בתחילת הפרק. So the world of ten, the Maharal will say, this is כנגד האוילה הנבדל. The world of spiritual, the ultimate spiritual world is the world of ten. וכן מספר שיבה, and the world here that has the number 7, שהוא בוילם הזה, הוא מויר השול מקבל, נויר להם צוי. So if you have the number 7, whatever the number 7 has significance in this world, it's a reflection of the middle world, of the world of the metaphysical. שכל עניון לשיבה. Because that world, the middle world, we're going to soon see why is 7. Sharei Omur Chazal, Shiva Rekiyah, man, the seven heavens, which is the in-between. Rekiyah is the intermediary, the mechitzas between the spiritual and the physical. Even though at that time, the physicists of that time thought there were more than seven. Klein Zekusha, Limi Shemi'ayin Badover, Ki Chazal Sovrim Kolir, Rekiyah Nechshovim Lechad. Chazal are telling if you have more than seven, they are counted as one. In essential spiritual term, there are seven Rikim, seven heavens. Ve'moinim shiva refiim kivi chokmosko v'shom rusham inkame koimoi. Ve'roi shi'i oiloim imtsoi shiva. And he's going to explain why is the middle one seven. Ki mispar shiva wimtsoi ben asoro ben arba. Seven is in between 4 and 10. Shalav miyusadu ilam atachton. Ulefichach nimtsu dvorim boilam. And therefore in this world, the numbers that have significance for the Jewish people are shiva mitzad shebekabu ilam atachton ilam entsoi. The only reason the number 7 is significant in this world, because it's a reflection and an effect of the world of in between, the world of Emtzoi. Kmo shenim tzvo shesh le mispar asora boi le mitzad shem sabi la madrega elyona shel asora veris boi. The reason the number 10 is significant is a reflection of the world of spiritual. The world of 7, every number that has, is from this in-between world, which is the world of the Galgalim. And number 4 is the Lamatachton. You see, the world of spiritual, the world of the spiritual is Asora. That's why we have the 10 Dibris. They come from the spiritual world. Everything is 10. The in between is 7, you see, from the 7 of the Kim. And the physical world is the world of 4. We have the 4 Yisoides, the 4 basic components. We spoke about that from the world. And Kenege, the 4 bases of the DNA. Ki kolin atachto nuarbo, physical 4. Spiritual 10 in between 7. We'll explain why. Olekach sideratana mispar asora vechakach mispar shiva vechakach. That's why you have 10, 7, and 4. Shemboirim al shloish elomus. 3 worlds. The Rosha destroys the 4, the 7, and 10. That's why the Mishnah, Ferek Hamishi, goes into 3. Because what 10 is in the spiritual, 7 is in the world of metaphysical, which is 4 in the world of physical. So all of them are the same. 4, 7, 10 are the same. They are the same in different spiritual madrigas, in different spiritual worlds. Okay? Now we're going to...
Does that have anything to do with 7 days of the week?
Absolutely. We're going to see it. Trust me, we're going to see the morale. I brought you all this morale because this is so foundational. And I remember in the shiur, people get always confused. When is 10, when is 7, this becomes completely arbitrary. This is the Yisoid Adover. This morale every Jew has to know, I think. Okay. Ukideshet avinot. Ikor advon. The reason why I skipped it is because this is a cut and paste. I decided to skip things because otherwise we're going to be here forever. So the reason this next one is the same perek, Perek HaYivishatezvov, because I skipped in between something. I decided to just take what I thought was important. So that's why the reason I'm doing it, because if anybody wants to really see the whole thing, they should go and look at the Maral sign. Okay. Ukedei shetavin odi kore advorim. Now let me tell you, says the Maral, I'm going to tell you the deep meaning of this. I just told you the 10 is the spiritual world. Via Dua. Now low the 7. Keneged Shishaktovis. You know what the 7 is? 7 is 6 points, which is the 6 physical, not physical points, but the 6 points of a design of a, when you design something. You have 6 dimensions. You have up and down. You have up and down, right and left, right? And then you have the depth, right? Which are the 6 ktsovas that we do, the ein tzois. And then you have a point in between. All these 7 sides, or the 6 directions, they point to a point in the middle. And that's called Eichal HaKoidesh Asher Beinayim. This is called the Eichal HaKoidesh. Always, the number 7 is 2 components. The 6 dimensions, or the 6 directions. It's not dimensions, it's 3 dimensions. 6 directions. And you see that's in between. Why it says like this? V'yadua shishak tzoves, the 6. That's physical. It's not dimensions. Dimensions is 4. The 6 is basically something which is still physical, but is directions of the physical world. There is distance. There is measurements. And physical means distance, means size. But you look at the 7. Doesn't have any space. Ein lo roicha klal, there is nothing, it's a point. Shari lo shayach roichak b'emtza. Middle, the point in the middle, the center, doesn't take any space. That's why chatzois laila is almost a constructed idea. It's not real. That's why this is something spiritual. So it's why the seven, if you look at it, is that in between physical and spiritual. Six are the six directions of the physical, and the seventh is that point, is the focal point, which is spiritual. That's why it's called Eichal HaKodesh. Eichal HaKodesh is, it doesn't take space, right? The aura never took space. That's the point where everything is pointing to. This is where the perspective focuses onto. Asher betoch shesh ktsovis is within the shesh ktsovis. Univdal min hagashmi v'zeh kedusha osay. V'izbar lecha b'mevor moed. Now you understand well. Ki mispar shiva moir al madrega lemata v'zeh. So therefore you see that the seven and the ten are very different. Because the seven is the spiritual, Shomoir Madregas Abilti Gashmi is the spiritual within the physical. Is that in between? The number seven always is the spiritual dimension or the spiritual point within the physical. Always. Seven is the point, I told you. The number four. What is the number four? The number four is taking the potential of the world and developing. In the world of physical is number four. The world has a potential, and our job is to develop that. To develop that potential, to bring it to its realization. In the world, this is the world of physical.
That's universal.
That's universal. Not only universal, Moshe. This is what the world is supposed to do. It's exactly right. I saw yesterday... Mm-hmm. Somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, I saw yesterday, I just had to call somebody. And there was a girl, I'll tell you one, tells this guy, I was watching, and this guy is a great artist. But he's afraid of, like, he doesn't have the courage to go ahead and to exercise. Right? He doesn't do it because you have to go and exercise. He would have to go ahead and take action because he has such great talent. He needs to channel the talent. So she goes to him and she says, listen, if God would have given me such talent, I would have never wasted it. Because that is the universal obligation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the potential, you've got to exercise. All of us are here, that's why we call Adam, Loshan Adoma. We are here to exercise the potential, to take our potential and to exercise. The exercise is always the number four. I told you the number four is the exercise of potential. Potential cannot be wasted. If you have a potential to do something, you've got to exercise. Our job is to exercise, to materialize our potential. That's the number four, which is Keneged. I told you there are three Yesoides. Three Yesoides is Esh, Ruach, Umayim. Esh, Ruach, Umayim are the potential. I told you Keneged, Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. And we are the fourth, which is Adama. That's why Adam is there to exercise, to bring the world to its realization. This is what the Ari said, that this is what the world is all about. The world is in potential. We need to develop it. I told you, this is, by the way, and the number four, and as I spoke, this is the foundation of modern science. We know the modern science, early modern science starts from Copernicus, and the early modern science ends with Newton. Who and why, and what was the philosophical impetus to the world to change into something called the early modern science, to go into modern science. Modern science was basically a changing attitude. The attitude after the modern science was that the world is perfect. We come here to destroy the world because we did original sin. And we have always to bring back to its original state. That's it. Meaning we all know Galen medicine, right? It was the idea that there were four humors. We have the human body has four powers, and we destroy the powers, and we have to bring it back to balance. We always have to bring. Dari says the number four is the opposite. The world is imperfect. We bring perfection to the world. We are supposed to take it to the world of Tikkun. We are supposed to bring the world to its realization. That's why the world realized that medicine is not bringing it to original state, because the original state didn't help on bacteria, didn't help on infections, did not help on viruses. And that's Paracelsus. So, as we know today, all the scholars say, but there's one famous dissertation that became very popular to show that the book that made the most effect on the scientists to change from what's called ancient science and to modern science, is the Kitvei Hari, is the results, writings that was translated into Latin. The book was called Kabbalah Denodata. Kabbalah Denodata is called the undressed Kabbalah, was Kabbalah translated into Latin. And we've seen that Locke, Newton, Paracelsus, all of them read this. And what they read, the basic idea is this idea of the number four, that the universal message is you get the potential, you've got to develop it. It's not perfect. We are supposed to be that perfection. That's number four. Now, in a deeper sense, which is the world of this duality, of the number six, is that we're supposed to develop the potential, and that potential is connect the physical to the spiritual, which is a perspective to create all the directions of the physical, connecting it to a point, to a spiritual point, which is not here, is not on the dimensions. So it's the same idea, is developing the potential of the world in a higher, a goy develops the potential, he writes music, he writes new inventions, the iPad, the iPod, that's a development. If you take it to the next level, it's connecting the physical to the spiritual. So the number four becomes the number seven.
Mm-hmm. That's a unique Jewish role.
That's a unique Jewish role, is a role which is a higher level. That's why the number seven is a holy number for us, kol hasfim chavivim. Seven is always physical, the six dimensions, and the seventh. And I'm going to show you, and then we're going to see the morale inside. Yes.
You said that Ruach, if I'm not mistaken, you said Ruach, you equated sort of with Chemda.
Exactly right.
And the Torah is called Chemda.
Absolutely. So that's exactly right.
We're unique in that we can do it only through Chemda.
Exactly
Ruach,
right.
Through the Torah.
Exactly, because Chemda takes it to Torah. Torah is connecting the physical to the spiritual, to the spiritual dimension. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Let me take you an example.
Why doesn't four become five?
Huh?
Why isn't four
and seven, I told you, because the three, what Michael said, the three in the physical becomes six, because becomes a double dimension. Because if you go to the metaphysical, there are two dimensions of physical. There is the physical, which is almost double. Why? Because physical means tells you that physical alone is not enough. And you go to the seventh. That's the next dimension. Because the physical is the potential. If you look at it, Chesed, Din, and Tiferes, those are the same idea. So the three, six, and nine are the same things, just a higher level. So the three is the lower level. The same three in a higher level, in a, it's like this, Adam Guggenheim, if you read something, in its very superficial form, you get to number four. If you go deeper to a second time, you realize that there is something deeper, is the number seven. That really the potential of the world is not to write music, is not to write a great piece of art, is not to write a great book, is to take something like Torah, the work of Torah. And when you go a third time, that's why Torah is always nicknamed in three times, right? If there are three generations, the Torah will never go. If you go to the third time, you realize that there is something much deeper, which is number 10. So the one, when you go to the number four, in the superficial form is four. When you go the second time, you use the four, it's seven. When you go to the seven, it's 10.
Would Das and Windows be a little bit of analogous to that?
Huh?
Das and Windows be a little bit analogous to that. The idea of Das underlies Windows. It's the operating system underlying.
It's exactly right. And if you go to a deeper sense, you realize that that's not Das. It's something even more. Exactly right. But let me tell you seven. It's something interesting, right? I always say the Nanuim. Nanuim is that we use the Pasuk, Koydul Hashem Kitoiv, and we do Nanuim to the six directions. But very funny, there's seven words. Yeah, so we say, but we don't, we are Namenanea. In the name of Hashem, we are Namenanea. Then we have Ana Hashem Hoshiana, the four words. So we do two in each. And one of them, when I'm in Anea, because it's not divisible. I always say, Chazal, there's so many psukim in Tehillim. Why choose psukim? They're not divisible by six. That you have to say. So the Mishabura says, the name of Hashem, when I'm in Anea. So Ana, Hashem, Hoshiana, you do twice on Ana, twice on Hoshia, twice not in Hashem. Hodu Lashem Kitov, the Lashem you don't say. That is such a cop out. I said, you want to go there, find psukim with six words. But the answer is because there are seven dimensions. Six are the physical, and one is the one that doesn't take space. That's everywhere. Like I said, it's you. It's here. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea of the Danuim, connecting the six to the number seven. That's why the seventh day of creation, right? They're physical days, but Shabbos is the goal of creation. Mm-hmm. Is the source, Kimikora Brocha, is the tachlis of the Bria, as in the middle of the Bria, because we know the Shabbos is really the central point of the week. Because you know that the Legabe Halocha, Shabbos is not the beginning of the week, it's not at the end of the week, it's in the middle of the week. You make Kavdola 3 days before, 3 days afterwards, you cannot take a bowl 3 days before, right? Shabbos, the week starts on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That is the Shabbos, that's Eichal HaKodesh. That is the focal point. That's why Shviz is the focal point that the Brocha comes from there. Mm-hmm. Because that is the world in its development of potential in the deeper form is always connecting it to the number seven. Right? So Shiva is the Gashmi, is the number four, like Michael said, taking it to Das, to a much deeper form. You realize that the form, what for a goy is the number four. I always say for a goy to compose great music, mm-hmm. to find great technological developments. It's great. For us, is the number seven. Yes.
It sounds to me very interesting. When you say the Shir Shal Yom, so the Shir Shal Yom Revi'i, the fourth day,
is L'chu Neranana.
Includes L'chu Neranana.
For sure, because the beginning of the Shabbos.
So you have that connection.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no question that the reason why L'chu Neranana is on Wednesday mm-hmm. is because the beginning of Shabbos. Right. It's the beginning of the next Shabbos. Always when you say L'chu Neranana, you're being Mekabel the next Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Because Shabbos is the focal point of the week. We're going to soon see that.
But so why, this is so critical, why isn't it more emphasized, either Torah Shabbat Ksav, even Torah Shabbat Peh? It's like, it's completely hidden.
Because you realize the great truths are hidden. Because you realize that, and one day we go, because the Torah, you see, the Torah is given for everybody, because we are, there's orthopraxy and orthodoxa. We believe in proxy. Believe people practicing. They do the mitzvahs, people do it. Because you're talking about some places before most people didn't even know to read. Mm-hmm. As you go into the world of thought, that's why I call this Machshava, because this is the secrets of the Torah that were given. These things were hidden, very few people participated in that. Because love, like they say in Aramaic, love kol mecha savidon, not every mind can actually think about those ideas. Those ideas are very deep ideas. But I think that today, in the 21st century, not to know this is basically driving a car. Meaning, it's like, I don't even know what it is. Like, it's, I don't know.
But I mean, tikkun olam, connecting spiritual to physical, that's on a basic level, people.
Very superficial level. But superficial. Here is much more deeper. But you're going to see. I just want to finish this because we're at 10 o'clock. And then, Moshe, next we'll go to number 10. Let me just finish what he says. והתבהר לך במבואר מאוד, כי מספר שיבה מורד על המדרגה למטה מזה שהוא מורד על המדרגה בלתי גשמי, אוימת בגשמי. So the number seven is always the spiritual dimension within the world of physical. לפי חתימות בכל מוקים של שיבה חול קדושה. Always seven is a combination between חול and קודש. שיבה סימי השבוע, the 7 days of the week, שישה ימי החול והשביעי הוא קודש. ובחדושים, the months, שביעי הוא גם כן קודש או קודש תשרי. ובשונים, שישה שני אבוידה והשביעי שמיטה וישנס קודש. וכל זה נהיה שישה שישה למחול, והם כן שישה קצובס, the six are כנגד, the whole כנגד the physical dimensions, what's called the directions, שהוא חול והשביעי הוא כנגד איך על הקודש, והשביעי הוא באמצע ודור, וזה ידוע. Always the seven is connected. You'll see that number 10 is never connected. Mm-hmm. The number six is always connected to the seven. The seven always has a connection. Mm-hmm. Six and seven. That's why seventh year is counted. Remember, mm-hmm. the Shvi is counted. It's the seventh year. It's not Bifnei Atzmo. It's always counted. Harei ki moyere mispar shiva l'madrega shilemata min harishoina. Seven is lower than 10, because the 10 we're going to see, it's completely disconnected of this 9. The 9 and the 10 never connect. We're going to see. Anybody who knows this knows that there's no question on this. Ki kasher yeshiva yesh kan chibur hakodesh lagashmi. 7 is always malchus, which means the physical connected to the spiritual. Lekach tov hazeh madregah lemata min asora. That's why lemata min asora hamoira madrega lukis. The tenth is something disconnected.
It's very hard to understand because 6 and 7 is really the 9th and 10th because we.
No, it's not. No, it's called nachas v'sholom. That's shtus. No, that's not it. That's not. That's called the small face. That is the small face. Sure. That's the world of a Galgalim. That's called the Zeiranpin. Yeah. That's called the small face. The 9 and the 10, once you go to that higher level, you realize that there is something much more. It's much deeper. And that's what the Balatanya always says, that we keep repeating in the Shiur, because the Balatanya always goes into the number 10. Ukvarit ba'er lemala, ki mispar arbo bifrat mo'ir ala gashmi. 4 is always physical. The number 4 in the world of spiritual, if you develop the potential, this is very deep and very true. Because there are 3 levels in the world. Look at this. These 3 dimensions are always in the Pasuk. Shenemar kol hanikra bishmi v'lichvaydi berosiv. The world of Machshov is called the world of Bria. Yetzarti, there is a world of Yetzira, which was the world of creation, which is connecting the spiritual to the physical. Afsis, because we're coming from the Shavuot Borach. Zohar Bria ala Madroiga Elyonis. Bria is the ultimate spiritual dimension. Shedovik b'Divroim. Yetzira, the world of Yetzira. Keneged Atzura Shutzura Bechomim. Yetzira is the form. Form is the spiritual dimension connected to this physical. That's why it's called form. Ve'asiya sheshaya bechomim, and material is asiya. Ve'ayin lekaman et kolinka b'shmi haloshah mevuar mod hashin tzafik zeh. Okay, next is kid b'pasuk shel vayichulu. That's why vayichulu, it says shloisha pi'omim melachtoi. The word says, the word yichulu says 3 times melachtoi. Ve'elokim melachtoi. Ve'ish bo'ez b'kol melachtoi. Ad kishovas b'kol melachtoi esher bora. Right? 3 melachtoi because there are 3 worlds that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Ve'chen shloisha pi'omim asiya. Melachtoi, asiyas melachtoi, as melachtoi asher osa, mikol melachtoi asher osa, velukim lasois. Right? Ve'avin eich ha-shloisha lasois, the 3 asiyas of Adam, that you have to do it. Hu keneged ha-choymer, ha-shoymer lasois tomid, we have always to do it. Ve'eino befol omar asher asa, it's not in the past asher asa, is always that we will do lasois, to do. Mm-hmm. So the hour to do, meaning what's the potential that we have to develop, develop the potential in the physical, right? Then there is a developed potential in the metaphysical, and then we're going to see next week, next in 2 weeks, what is number 10, which is the 3rd dimension, which is the larger face, that when you go to a deeper sense, and that is the Avodah Sa'odam. So the Avodah Sa'odam is lasois, 3 times, right? Always lasois, Elohim lasois, Bor Elohim, Asiyas Ba'asher Osa, Mikom Rokta Sherosa, and then lasois. And the shlish is lasos, keneged ha-choymer, the choymer, which is the one underneath it, asher oimed lasos tomen b'foy lomal asher osa. So the world of physical, right, is always not done, is to be made. We are here to make it. Develop the potential. The world is in the physical is always to develop the potential. They develop the potential on a higher form is connecting the physical to the spiritual. And we're going to see that the 10th is actually realizing that the physical doesn't exist and is bottled to the spiritual. Mm-hmm. Not that you connect to the spiritual, that the spiritual is mevatel. Once you connect, you realize that it doesn't exist. That's why the number 10 is always elusive. The number 10 is elusive. And the 10th is never there. It's there, but it's not there.
So the irony is, it's the other 9 that are not there. It's the 10th that's the only.
Exactly right. So the 9 in Aloha is only 9. The physical is 9 because this is the 3-dimensional, 3-dimensional time, so the spirit. No, it's in the deeper form. There is physical of 9, but then you realize that the world is nothing because the 10th belongs to him, and the 10th we can't be masik. So you're not connected to the spiritual. It doesn't exist. We can't even relate to it. The world is bottle. That's why the number 10 in Aloha always doesn't exist. Be'asora mamor is nivra oilam. Ask the Gemara, it only says 9 times Vayomer. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says Bereishis nami maimeru, but doesn't say Vayomer. Mm-hmm. There are 10 makas. One of the makas is ani, makas b'churis, ani v'lo ashaliyach, ani v'lo yach, ani hu v'lo yach. Only the 10th. There is nothing else.
In the meaning. Of course, the Gemara in a room, nine in the room, but one missing, but it's nine is ten.
Right, that's exactly right. In other words, the halacha is the minyan, it's not ten people. The Gemara says it's tisha nirim kiasora. You need nine people that look like ten. The Gemara has a machloikis. How do nine people look like ten? They're together separate, we don't know. That's why, but the minyan is only nine, because the world. Oyev odam tisha kabin shaloi mit yoisen yasore, mit tisha kabin, maybe what you call it. Kav shaloi mit tisha kabin shal chaveroi. Is always 1 to 9. And we're going to see the rule of 9. That's why in mathematics, the 10th is always that elusive 10. Mm. That's why in the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, when the Torah Shebaal Peh, there are 10 Mamoras, but they're not 10 generations. The 10 generations of Bekiva, but Bekiva is not mentioned. He's elusive. Always the 10th is elusive. That's called the missing 10. Because the 10 tells you that the 9 is a physical, but that's not the reality. The reality is beyond. That's why the 10th is the mindset. The mindset is that you give and it doesn't belong to you. You're showing that you don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see next week, Mishnah, the number 10. And we're going to see how this idea of connecting the 9 to the 10th, showing that the 9th looks 9-9, but it's really 10. The 10 is the one that puts it together. As I mentioned, makes the 9 non-existent. Or connecting the 7th or the 4th. This is the Avodah Sodom. And the Chisoron of Odom is separating the two. It's taking the 10, or taking the 7, or taking the 4 away from that. And that's the Chisoron of Odom. And that is all the story of the creation of the world.
Right? Yes, this is a question. When you talk about the spheres,